This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The manhunt continues in Minnesota for Vance Bolter, the 57-year-old suspected of killing a state representative and her husband in their home early Saturday. Authorities say he also shot and injured a state senator and his wife. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest.
Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle, along with No King's flyers and writings mentioning the names of the victims, some abortion providers, and other Democratic lawmakers. Sources telling ABC News law enforcement is looking into whether he may have been motivated by extreme views on abortion.
Israel continues its strikes on Iran. Israel's defense ministry is telling people in Iran who live near weapons facilities to leave. Iran's called off another round of talks with the U.S. regarding its weapons program. They were scheduled to take place today. There were protests over the Trump administration in cities and small towns around the country Saturday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature.
And meanwhile, as lawmakers settled in for those late-night budget talks on Thursday, the Capitol was echoing with applause for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. As her 30 years on the court come to a close, she offered this reminder.
Adherence to the rule of law must be our North Star. It must be our guiding light.
Justice Bradley's last day on the court is July 31st. Susan Crawford will take the seat after her. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Brewers and the Cardinals wrap it up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' four-game series at home against the St. Louis Cardinals concludes today. We'll have a recap tonight. Cardinals won last night, 8-5. Things got a little testy between the two teams. 40,000 fans watched as the Brewers' Caleb Durbin ran to first base, now played by the Cardinals' Wilson Contreras. He's the brother of the Brewers' catcher, William. It appeared that Wilson blocked the bag, and some of the Brewers, including Reese Hoskins, shouted some complaints about the play from the dugout. After the game, Wilson Contreras told St. Louis reporters, well, he said some things about the Brewers I can't repeat. Oh, by the way, Hoskins got beaned by a pitch in that game. It got spicy. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know, like that's the way it goes. We're not looking to fight, but we're not going to be pushed around either.
So the Brewers have tomorrow off before heading to Chicago for a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Monday looks partly sunny and warmer, muggy as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved. In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the Center, WRCE.
On the Civic Media Radio Network. And now a salute to the Army on its birthday with Hazel Scott.
Hill over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout as those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high here in the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. And wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. Keep them rolling, those caissons are rolling. Let's boogie woogie.
Gene Krupa.
Over hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high he in the field artillery. Call off your numbers loud and strong. And wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. That those caissons are rolling along.
Gene Krupa, Roy Eldridge, Music of the Star.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes a company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo da da doo doo. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Da, da.
We march with banner. here for long. Our stay in the theater is brief. We're here with the show to help get some dough. Some dough for the Army Relief. The much-needed Army Relief. But we need the powder and we need the paint. There's a soldier brave and true. If some guy in Congress tells you that we ain't, let him do what we had to do. And go through what we went through. We all have been selected by city and from far. They asked us lots of questions. They jabbed us in the arm. We stood there at attention, our faces turning red. The sergeant looked us over, and this is what he said.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore.
You want the bugler's command. They're in the Army and not in a band.
This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Joe.
Say? Repeat that.
I'm talking to myself.
In the Navy, they get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Send the salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal. Printed menus every meal. And they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans. Beautiful beans, gorgeous beans, succulent beans. Send the bologna, cause I'm skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans. Nothing but beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans. Know what it means, mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, it seems bell-bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans. Beans, beans.
You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans?
Beans.
Multiple beans, quadricant beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans. Beans. Nothing but beans.
Jerry Lewis from At War with the Army. Great comedy. Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Happy Father's Day, everybody. This is the music of the stars.
The pilot of the naval torpedo bomber knew that he should not have let that 20-year-old Army private on board. Now both of them were going to die. The pilot's faulty judgment was understandable enough. The young private had been frantic. Stuck in Seattle, his weekend pass running out fast. He would be AWOL if he couldn't fly immediately to Monterey and scramble back to Fort Ord before bed check. No, the private had explained he could not afford commercial airfare, but he had been advised that uniformed military could hitch a ride on naval aircraft, providing there was an extra seat. That's how he'd made it to Seattle to visit his girlfriend in the first place. But there were no seats aboard the torpedo bomber, the pilot had explained. The only available space was in the radar compartment in the tail of the plane, and the private would never fit in there. But the young man begged, and the pilot relented, and they squeezed the former into the radar compartment, and they had taken off for the Naval Air Station at Monterey. Well, that was hours ago. They should have landed by now, but the coast of California was socked in. Fog. No way to find the airbase. No way even to stay aloft over land unless they wanted to knock the top off a mountain or maybe run out of fuel and crash in a populated area. So the pilot headed out to sea. The torpedo bomber was about a mile from shore. When the motor sputtered and died, the pilot brought her down as gently as possible amid the angry swells, and after several bone-jarring jolts, the plane was dead in the water. Twilight was fast becoming night as the pilot and his young hitchhiker clambered out onto the wings of the plane. If they were anywhere near the craft when it sank, they could be sucked down with it. So the two wished each other good luck and dove into the churning Pacific. As night fell, the bioluminescence of tiny sea life set the ocean aglow. In the eerie blue light, the pilot could see the jellyfish swarming, first dozens and then hundreds, it seems. He shouted to the young private, "Look out!" But the answer was faint in the distance, barely distinguishable from the voice of nature roaring all around them. And then the pilot felt the searing sting of the first jellyfish. And then he was engulfed by them in the glowing sea. Still most of a mile from land, he could only succumb to the poison and to the waves, the irresistible forces that raged in the night, and thus he died. So this is a tribute to an unknown soldier. This is a tribute to a Navy pilot running low on fuel who headed out to sea rather than risk one civilian life. And if he is listening from wherever, sir, I want you to know the young private who hitched a ride on your last flight, the Army boy who so desperately wanted to get back to his own base, did get back. He swam the torturous mile through turbulent seas, teeming with poison tails and bathed in blue fire. He fought the overwhelming fatigue and the treacherous undertow. He walked barefoot 8 miles to safety and eventually onto motion picture screens all over the world as Clint Eastwood. From the beginning of his movie career, Clint Eastwood has always played a tough guy. Well, now you know how tough he really is. Because now you know the rest of the story.
The music of the stars. Yeah, Clint's quite the musician. And a singer, too. All right, here he is. This is from Paint Your Wagon.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Lisa. Whenever I dream of love.
The music of the stars, Earl Wrightson.
I still see Elisa, she keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling and winter. was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling, and winter
Wrights, and that was Lerner and Lowe. And here's Dean Martin and daughter Dina together with a little medley I thought you'd enjoy.
I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too. Start, honey.
Bless your tattered heart, honey.
Every day would be so sunny, honey.
Gonna sing a couple songs with me, baby?
Sure.
Well, shall we sing your songs or mine? Too old.
Show. This is great. But this weekend, actually the 7th, June 7th, is my dad's birthday. The King of Cool, Dean Martin. And I just want to have a big shout out to him And you can send me emails. And now, remember, I have a Facebook Live show every Friday afternoon. And it's at 1 o'clock, I guess your time, Central. And you're Pacific. So it's 1 o'clock then. And Eastern time, it's 4 o'clock. So please join me. But I'm sending all.
How do you talk to your dad? I just listen. I just listen. I just listen to what he has to say. I'm listening, listening, listening. How do you talk to your dad? I just stand there, hat in hand there, and I listen while he talks away. Every little while I smile. Said for now. And he thinks you're charming. How do you talk to your dad? I just listen, and I listen. But then someday I'll have a wife, and our kids will listen and listen the rest of my life, my natural life.
How do you talk
to your dad,
to your kid?
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen to what is on their mind. You listen and listen and listen.
How do you speak?
How do you speak
to your dad,
to your kid?
You say little,
they say little.
Your thumbs twiddle,
their thumbs twiddle.
And you listen while they talk their lines.
If you think it's hard,
if they think it's hard,
you nod,
they nod.
Not to be a bore,
if they're being bored,
you just nod once more.
Once more?
Then they know you're brilliant.
How do you talk?
How do you talk
to your dad,
to your kid?
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen,
they won't listen.
And it's almost like husband and wife.
And listen, and listen, the rest of your
listen. And listen, and listen, the rest of your
listen. And listen, and listen, the rest of your life.
That's Dean and Frank and their kids. Here's Frank and Son. Music of the Star.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people, too. People who, they all smile at you. And each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is one town that'll never ever let you down. It's my kind of town. Kind of town, Chicago. Yes, my kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz. And each time I leave Chicago, it's tugging my sleeve. Chicago. Chicago is the Chicago.
cubbies.
Chicago.
Hey, don't forget them socks.
One town that'll never, ever let you down. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's my kind of town.
Chicago. 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 Chicago.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now, ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now, that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right, it can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Arthur Godfrey and Mary Martin, the music of the stars.
You,
David Nelson.
Like the girl, just like the girl that married dear old dad.
Thank you, Dave.
She is a pearl. And the only girl that Daddy ever had.
At least so he said.
A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. You're like the girl, just like the girl that married.
high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon. When you're in a romantic mood and you're trying to make out, whose records do you put on? I spent a lot of nice evenings listening to your music, and I just wonder, I said, wonder who Frank listens to.
Oh, I play Jerry Fail or some of those.
Interesting concept.
Yes, it is. But I can answer that by telling you that in those lovely moments, I play Daphnis and Chloe, or the Sunken Cathedral, the Engulfed Cathedral, that kind of classy jazz.
High class stuff.
I don't fool around with all that other stuff. Because
another number with the band, because I know you got a recording session tonight, and really on behalf.
Star. A tribute to daddies. There are so many there are.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Let's see, there are foster daddies.
Here's a kiss and a hug for you.
And stepdaddies.
Thank you, daddy, for all you
and
do.
Granddaddies.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, I love
and adoptive
you.
Daddies.
Happy Father's Day, I love you.
Oh, and sugar daddies.
Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May, da-da-da-da-da, her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming, so they say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, she had a man who's tall and handsome, dark and strong, to whom she used to sing this song, hey, daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy,
ha, 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 ha.
She wants a diamond ring
and a bracelet and everything.
Hey, Daddy,
you want to get the best for me.
Hi, Daddy.
Gee, I'd like to have those sables, clothes with Paris labels.
Hey, Daddy,
ha, 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 ha. Nothing but the best for me.
The best for me, please, 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 Daddy. Ah, I want a brand new car, champagne and caviar. Hey, Daddy, for me.
These are the Mad Dads next up. Recording on the Volt label. It's a kind of a forgotten group, but
I want a girl.
Recognize, but it's I Want a Girl, just like the girl that married. Here's Liza Minnelli. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Home again, and the streets not much cleaner. The quaint old South Side scenery is quaint no more. I guess I'm older than before. Go up the stairs, go down the hallway to my daddy's door. Your girl is home, Dad, she's found a beau. He's just the sweetest guy I'll ever know. I hope you like him, Dad, I hope you do. But if you don't, that's all right too. What's new? Do you still work at the drugstore? Is that true? Still polishing the same floor? I miss my dear old dad. My, but I'm glad to see you home again. But we won't be staying here, Dad. The smoke makes Jim's eyes tear so bad. We can't have that. Yes, I'll write you where we're at. Jimmy's father owns a bank. I guess he'll try his hand at that. So come and see us, Papa, when you can. There'll always be a place for my old man. Just drop by when it's convenient too. Be sure and call before you do. So long, Dad. So long, Dad. Well, so long, Dad. So long, Dad. So long, Dad.
Liza Minnelli with So Long, Dad. Perry Como.
When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin, till the time they cry, don't come in, till the time you gown them in white and give them away, you worry, you worry, you worry. Night and day. When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come around when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby toy. You trust her. But worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray.
For Perry Como. It's the music of the stars. Now, stand by for news. And a look at weather, such as it is. It's almost summer, and it was 55 this morning at our location. The Civic Media Radio Network is on the air. Welcome to all our affiliates. Good morning, Amory. 1260 AM and WLAK 107.5.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told ABC's Rachel Scott it's possible the U.S. could get involved in Israel strikes on Iran. Iran's retaliated with more missile launches towards Israel. ABC's Selena Wang has the latest.
been holding calls with world leaders, including with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Trump said yesterday that Putin called him to wish him a happy birthday and to talk about Middle East tensions. According to Russian state media, Putin offered to mediate between Iran and Israel.
Authorities in Minnesota continue their search for 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He's the suspect in Saturday's killings of a Minnesota state representative and her husband. Authorities say he's also suspected in a shooting that injured a state senator and his wife. Authorities are looking into whether he may have been motivated by his views on abortion. One person was critically hurt in a shooting at an anti-Trump protest in Salt Lake City. Three people are in custody. Police say they don't know if there was a political motivation. This is ABC News.